Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger and Mass.
Little sport dork orgy.
So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
Sports and sports and sports.
Oh, yeah.
Sports in your face. Sports.
Felger and Mass.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Felger and Maserati here from Atlanta. Day two of our Super Bowl coverage brought to you by Cambridge Savings Bank. That's my official bank. They present us all week long. This hour of the program is brought to you by the Prime Motor Group. We're going to get back to your phones. We've got the Kyrie Irving stuff. We've got the Patriots stuff. We're going to mix the two just like we did yesterday. We've been mostly Patriots today, but the basketball stuff is once again sort of percolating, and this has just come across the wire. It's
it's
not technically news, but it comes from a very reliable source, and it's juicy, so we're going to have to give you the full treatment. Go, Jimmy.
This is Breaking Sports News.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I just retweeted it from Bleacher Report.
Pure Rick Bucher.
Rick Bucher.
Longtime NBA reporter.
Source close to the Celtics says that Kyrie Irving is genuinely interested in reuniting with LeBron James. Quote, that is for real, according to Rick Bucher.
Oh, my God.
Close to the Celtics. Holy crap. In a sick way, I feel actually kind of vindicated, because what did I say about that Instagram post yesterday?
What did you say?
Repeat it.
LeBron James, we've had the thaw here, right? So Kyrie calls him when he's dealing with these players like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Calls him up. We have the thaw in the relationship. What's up, Bron? Calling you, Bron. Hey, I know I've said some things here, but how do I deal with these kids? Okay, so the next thing you get from LeBron James is an Instagram post of him singing in his car last Friday where he mentions Kyrie Irving, and he's singing, rewind, rewind, rewind. To me, reading too much into it, this is now LeBron serenading Kyrie Irving saying, join me, rewind it, let's bring it back, put it all together, let's build it up again, join me in L.A. That's where you want to be, because we're also going to get Anthony Davis. Oh, I knew it! I knew there was something to this. Why would LeBron do that? Why would he mention Kyrie Irving? They're trying to put it back together. They've thawed the relationship. Kyrie has realized, you know what? I've acted like an a-hole. I've said some things about you. You're not that bad of a guy. Let's try to get another ring. Let's do it in L.A. We'll be the team that knocks off Golden State. Oh, it's as infuriating as it is. I feel happy that I was right.
Vindicating.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Rick Bucher, sources close to the Celtics. Kyrie Irving is extremely serious about rejoining LeBron in L.A.
Unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. If Kyrie does that, like, I will lose so much respect for him. But Murray, I'll play along. Okay. Remember the comment Kyrie said, there's only a few players in the world that can do it the way, you know, talking about the leadership thing with LeBron, there's really only a chosen few. And we all took that to mean that he was implying he's one of those few. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was saying, I've tried to do it, I can't do it because I'm not LeBron, so I'm going to go back and play LeBron.
All right, he's almost capitulating to LeBron, saying, you were right. You know, you were right all along, the way that you acted all this time, those things that I found annoying. It's the way you got to be the way you are, man. Like, I can't do it with these kids. I can't reach Jaylen Brown. Let me come back with you, and we'll play in L.A.
I said to you yesterday at this time that Kyrie should come out and say something, reaffirm his commitment to the Celtics long term like he did before the season. Did he even talk last night?
Nope.
Not that I saw.
Nope, and he ain't playing tomorrow night. He's listed as doubtful with this hip injury that seemingly came out of nowhere.
Where was the hip? Where did the hip happen?
I have no idea.
When I watched him on Golden State, not that he made all his shots, but the guy was jumping around like a jackrabbit. He was tremendous.
He was awesome.
I mean, his movement, where he was moving beautifully. He was all over the place.
So, look, he had a couple of layups where I think he hit the floor, right, where he drove in there and fell down. Maybe there was something there. I have no idea. But the timing is curious. All of a sudden, all this NBA trade deadline stuff is percolating, and Kyrie's nowhere to be found. When all you have to do to get an answer from him before was turn on the faucet?
Oh, my God. Well, the next time there's an availability, someone's got to ask him to reaffirm. I just want to put to him, you know, just you know, we're getting to the trade deadline, Kyrie. There's rumors out there, as usual. Would you care to reaffirm what you said to the season ticket holders before the season? Can you restate that?
LeBron's going to do the Celtics again, just like he's done. Oh, God, just like he did last year. He's going to bend the Celtics over again, and he's going to do them again. Oh, man, this will be the worst of them all, really. Kyrie Irving, who's now, you know, as soon as he came here, like, all right, legitimate superstar, someone we're going to build around, and he's going to take him back. Oh, God, his name will be mud forever in Boston, and rightfully so. He should not have gotten in front of all those season ticket holders before the season started and say, my intention is to sign here long term, when it felt like it was teetering. There was rumors, maybe going to the Knicks, wherever. Oh, God. What a betrayal. So, what an absolute betrayal.
I mean, the
betrayal.
Soap opera that is that league is unbelievable.
So, and Matt's pointed this out earlier, it's possible that it's better for the Lakers to get Anthony Davis in the offseason as well. Like, you know, the thought is that there was the reason Davis's camp released this week was to get the Lakers, you know, on the ball before the trade deadline next week. But for cap purposes, the Lakers, they have a slot for a max contract guy in this offseason, providing they don't trade for Anthony Davis first. So the best order for them, like for the Celtics last year, exactly the right point, Mazur.
2 years
with
Gordon Hayward.
The year before. Yeah. They first signed Gordon Hayward, then traded for Kyrie Irving. As they had the slot for Hayward, and then you match up the money on the trade.
Correct.
And you can go over the cap on the trade if the money's within 15%, right? So the Lakers are in a similar spot where they can sign as a free agent Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie Irving. Is Klay Thompson up this year? One of those guys is a max guy. And then they trade for Anthony Davis, matching up the money as best they can.
Correct.
Going back to New Orleans. So that might be a better order for them anyway. But
I'd be surprised if Davis is traded in the next 10 days, because I don't know that that really benefits anybody to the max. I mean, obviously it'll benefit whoever gets him, but you could do better is the point by waiting. So I think Davis is going to get traded over the summer. And LeBron is a master manipulator, as we know.
They're going to go.
But the point is,
from all those picks and all these young players and all of the high hopes, and we're going to keep building to Al Horford on one leg, like Jimmy said. Broken ass Gordon Hayward with the worst contract in the league, and they'll just be another NBA middler.
And two young kids who doesn't know if it's puffed or stuffed right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but think at the same time, think of how many people LeBron is stringing along. So, like, Kawhi Leonard is going to L.A., right? Allegedly. Okay, Anthony Davis is going to L.A. Kyrie Irving's going to L.A. now. How are they going to get them all? They can't get them all.
Okay.
My point is that this is LeBron covering his bases and laying it all out there now. He's playing everybody off themselves so that he says, all right, Kawhi, if you're going to diddle around here and you're going to stay in Toronto, I'm going to go get Kyrie. Kyrie's going to come because I'm going to get Anthony Davis. And so he plays them all off against I think this is all LeBron pulling all
He runs the league, of course.
Yes,
yeah, it is.
Yeah. Because I'm just telling you, he can't do it all. So some of it's bullcrap.
Yeah, some, but not all of it.
No. And I'm not telling you the Kyrie thing's bullcrap. I think the Kyrie thing's real. I'm just telling you he's playing Kyrie off of Kawhi Leonard and vice versa.
So here's what Kyrie, I think, needs to do in the next week is just address it, reaffirm it.
You think he will?
I don't know. He's going to be asked.
Yeah, and you know what he'll do?
He's babble on about something.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to answer it because he can't not. He's incapable.
Yeah.
So
I'm telling you right now, he will not commit to the Celtics if you ask him.
Okay. Well, I look forward to hearing that. I look forward to hearing how he answers the question now versus how he addressed it to those season ticket holders before the season. I'm not going anywhere. Let's see if he does that again this week. Let's see.
I think Gasper's just the guy.
Okay. So there's that. A couple programming notes. The Felger and Maz off-air show returns this week from Atlanta. We will go live tonight on Facebook Live at 6:05. Felger and Maz, 6:05. Me, Maz, and Murray. Swearing our faces off, talking about all the crap that everyone else talks about during the show, but we don't. Okay, so like Atlanta.
Maz's scooters.
Love the scooters.
How Murray's going to get me ham-boned tonight in the third annual. Drink your face off, and if Murray hands it to you, don't take it. Felger and Maz extravaganza, that's tonight. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about all that other crap. Okay?
Third annual.
I don't think we did Houston on Tuesday night.
Second annual.
Either way. Whatever, second annual. Okay, so we'll do that. And anything else you want off the grid, okay? And we can continue this stuff as well. Felger Maz off-air show, Facebook Live, 6:05 tonight. Here's your second programming note, and it's a live programming note. If you're coming down here to Atlanta, I know a lot of Patriots fans are.
Yeah, you're giving away who tickets?
No, We've got a party for you, our annual Saturday party.
Oh, this is
at the
time.
Super Bowl site. This has become a pretty big deal, and it's become a pretty good partay. We picked out the slot. We've picked out the time. We've got it all set. Join us this Saturday afternoon. The Sports Hub Super Bowl Saturday party is at the Hudson Grill in Midtown. Make note, there's multiple Hudson Grills, I've been told. It's not the only one. This Hudson Grill is in Midtown, Atlanta, 942 Peachtree Street. Okay, Hardy and Jim Murray are going to host the show from 2 to 6. So that'll be simulcast back into Boston. Myself, Maz, Zoe, Beatles, Sosie, special guest appearances will be popping in throughout the day. Come and have a tall boy with Maz. He loves mingling with the people. He'll get you ready for the big game. Saturday, 2 to 6, again, at Hudson Grill, Midtown Atlanta. It's presented by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Patriots. So join us this Saturday for that. Your phone's on everything, I promise, right after this.
This is Felger and Maz
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mez. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The media really report the lines that you want to report. He said a lot of positive things about Tom, too. But they, whoever wrote the story decided to X out all the positive stuff he said and Do what the media do, you know, find a good story.
He said he thought he was old and busted and he wanted to stand over him and say, I did this.
Nah, he ain't say all that. That's just y'all do y'all job and put extra on it and, you know.
Akeem Tlaib on the Nickel Roby Coleman situation, saying Tom Brady's aged, that they're going to expose him and that he'll reveal himself. And Akeem Tlaib, you know, that's his explanation. Roby Coleman had to walk it back last night. Too late, buddy. It's over. The Patriots, the hypersensitive, find any slight Patriots, and the persecuted Patriot fan base and media crew has already taken it. It's too late. There's nothing you can do to walk that back, Roby Coleman. Nothing you can do. And no matter what Akeem Tlaib says, it's over. They got the quote. It's on the board. It's in our consciousness. It's over. It's done. You're port. Roby Coleman's port.
Oh, yeah, two paces out of the tube. So, you know, look, to me, the one that we're not making enough of, you know, on this is Chung, those Chung comments.
We're going to kick their ass. And again, Akeem Tlaib was right to go to that as well. How come the Rams aren't doing this like you do it? Maybe the Rams aren't smart enough to do it. Maybe they're just not as insufferable as this whole thing has become around here with the Hater Nation. And then maybe the Rams just aren't wired to do it. But Akeem Tlaib expressed it properly. Go ahead.
You know how the Patriots love to use bulletin board material, so how important is it?
Who don't? Everybody like to use bulletin board material.
So is it important to make sure you don't get controversial this week?
Patrick Chung say they're gonna kick our ass. Talk about that.
Okay, and I want to keep believe to go find out what the Patriots were saying about Ndamukong Suh in their locker room after the game in Kansas City. It's not hard to find. But no one in L.A. cares to find it. If it were here, oh my God. You imagine what Michael Hurley would be doing? Oh my Lord. The investigations and the nonstop tweeting and writing and, you know, perseverating over what was said in the Rams locker room about a Patriots defensive lineman. It's all out there. I mean, but it's just, it's treated differently here. And again, I've about had enough of it. It's gone right up my mail chute. Back to your phones as promised. Pete in Delaware on the Kyrie Irving and Celtics situation with Anthony Davis. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, guys, two things. First of all, I think Kyrie is the source from the Celtics leak you guys were just talking about. Would not shock me someone in his camp leaked that information. And number two, what is more disturbing to me is Gordon Hayward was called out by the Golden State Warriors, and then he comes back and puts up 2 points. I mean, I know the guy was hurt, but can we have some, you know, respect and dignity for ourselves to play better than that?
Kyrie said, yeah, you know, maybe I'll go back to L.A. and play with LeBron. Yep, because the more I look at Kyrie, I'm buying into the Chris Gasper theory here. This guy will say whatever's on his mind at that moment, okay? He will say what's on his mind at that moment, and that's it. You know, he's not, you know, he's just not capable of you know, preventing a reaction in himself to latest development. He's just too emotional.
Jimmy, can you pop up a call for me? Ryan in Manchester in line two. You're up next with Felger and Maz from Atlanta. Ryan, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Lots to digest here, but I got to disagree with that last call. Rick Bucher is an old-school NBA guy, so he's connected to Danny Ainge and all those front office guys. You got to ask yourself, you got to try to see the river through the trees here. Why would the Celtics leak that information the day after Anthony Davis asked for a trade? And I don't know what the answer to that is. My original question was going to be, you know, why can't Kyrie? Because Woj had a report a couple months ago saying that AD and Kyrie want to play together. They've talked about it. Why can't Kyrie sign a one-year deal? I was looking for clarification on this to extend himself one more year. I know it will cost him money, but if this is his guy, they both go into free agency together in 2020, especially when Horford's money's coming off the books here.
So now I'm going to cut you off because your phone. Let me cut you off because your phone's breaking up. But I think Jimmy mentioned this yesterday. That's possible. Kyrie signs. What'd you call it? One plus one, Jimmy. One year plus.
One plus a player option.
Yeah,
this is what Durant did in Golden State,
and that would sync up with Anthony Davis for 1 year in Boston, and then they go to free agency or both stay, and they could absolutely do that.
Sure. Sure they could. And again, if you're the Celtics, you probably have to play that game because where else are you going to get that elite talent in the league? You just got to give in. The players have all the power, the star players.
The caller says Rick Bucher's old-school NBA guy. His sources would be more management than player, and he thinks maybe that comes from the Celtics. Why would the Celtics want that out there?
Because they want to move Kyrie in the next week.
So that sort of led to my next question. If Kyrie's legitimately a flight risk, legitimately, do you have to get out ahead of it? And we discussed this the other day. It's like, get something for him before you get nothing for him. But if the return is so paltry, I wouldn't.
Yeah, me either.
I'd play
it
out.
If it's pennies on the dollar, you can still maybe make a deep run here.
Play him, make a deep run, see if you get to the finals. There's value in that, and then you lose Kyrie. And if all you were going to get was a mid-first-round pick or something like that for him anyway, what's the diff? Right. Ross will go to the finals.
What if the Lakers were willing to give you the package that they'd give up for Anthony Davis?
Those two would never deal. Not going to happen. It's like the Bruins aren't trading with the Canadians. The Patriots aren't trading with the Jets. The Red Sox aren't trading with the Yankees. The Celtics are not trading with the Lakers. No, sir.
So what if Milwaukee's willing to give you the package you'd give up for Anthony Davis?
Okay. Now we're talking.
Okay. So, and I'm talking Chris Middleton, Bledsoe, whatever.
You can have whatever you want. Kyrie and the Freak? Oh. I'm going to have to mute Kyrie during the post-game press conferences because I still won't be able to listen to the guy.
So I'm telling you, he's insufferable, man. He is insufferable. And I do not – I felt that way from the very beginning, by the way. That whole statement he made to the fan base, this guy, until his name is on the contract with any player in that league for that matter, until the name's on the contract, I'm not believing a thing.
Jimmy, give me Paul in the truck on line five, please. Paul in the truck, you are up next on Felger Maserati from Atlanta. Go ahead, Paul.
All right, so I had a take, but since you guys dropped this Kyrie stuff, I have a complete different thing. Get rid of Kyrie. It doesn't make any sense to try to go after Anthony Davis and give up your foundation, basically, for the team for 1 year. It makes no sense. Get what you can for Kyrie and go from there.
Okay, so that's strong. I mean, I'm not doing it for nothing because the team's still pretty good. And if I'm just doing it just to...
No, you saw how they matched up against Golden State on Saturday night. If they were somehow to improve their seeding, they make a deep run, they get to the finals of Golden State, you can give them a series.
Look, Indiana's toast. I think you're a game behind Philly, okay? So,
and they own them anyway. I'm not worried about Philadelphia.
You should be the 3 seed. Okay, you
at
should,
a minimum.
You should be the 3, and you should be able to catch Milwaukee or Toronto. Probably not both, but you should be able to catch Milwaukee or Toronto. So then what that means is you're home in the first 2 rounds on the road for the Eastern Conference Finals against Milwaukee or Toronto. I like your chances against the Bucks. I do. They don't have a closer because Giannis isn't, you know, like most big guys, you don't feed the ball in the last minute. And it's sort of an issue. So you're relying on Middleton or someone like that to take those last second shots. And I think that's the Bucks' fatal flaw, frankly. So you do that in the regular season. You go on a run. I mean, hell. I mean, I think that's firmly on the table. I also think all this messing you up, messing these young kids up, messing up Kyrie, and you stay where you are in the 4 or 5 and are 1 or 2 and done. Like, I think that's on the table, too.
Sure.
I mean, usually it's the swing isn't usually that great in the NBA. But, if Danny Ainge is also telling the Pelicans to sit tight, we've got assets for you to trade, and that's out there, and everyone knows it. If you're one of those assets on the Celtics, if you're Tatum, if you're Brown, if you're Rozier, if you're any of these guys, what does that do to your head for the second half of the year?
That's a good point.
I'm about to be a Pelican. Well, what am I doing? God. I'm not diving on the floor. I'm about to go to the Smoothie King Center or something.
Okay, Terry Rozier might be happy about that, though. Like, he might look at it and say, all right, I get to start there.
I'm just saying, that's a weird dynamic on this team where there's going to be guys in that room knowing we're done at the end of the year because Danny's got something worked out.
I mean, Kyrie he's holding him hostage. Jimmy's right. He learned this from LeBron. He knows until his name's on that contract, he can ask for and do whatever he wants.
Murray, give us an update. Then we're right back here from Atlanta.
Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, Patriots fans. Are you still struggling to find ways to hate the L.A. Rams?
Yeah.
Well, struggle no more, because Felger and Mass have got you covered.
Learning to hate them. Learning to hate the Rams of Los Angeles.
Let me tell you why I hate the L.A. Rams. Go for it, kid. I need reasons to get fired up and hate. And Ndamukong Suh. I hate that guy. He's a dirty player. And I'm afraid he's going to hurt the GOAT.
I'm terrified of that. He's such a dirtbag. And I hate his name. It's so hard to say. Why can't it just be like Steve or Butchie?
Yeah, or more like a boy named Sue.
F***ing Ndamukong Suh and f*** the L.A. Rams.
Latest in the series, this hour of the program has been brought to you by Prime Motor Group. Brings you the 5 o'clock hour here from Radio Row, Atlanta, Georgia, Super Bowl 53. Got more Patriots conversations and Celtics drama to get to. So Teddy and Chicopee on the Celts. Go ahead, Teddy.
I can see Kyrie and Irving leaving the Celtics because Danny Ainge hasn't surrounded him with any different players. Them guys, they don't play that good, and he's a good player. Let him go where he wants and go with the winners.
Okay, so why are we so worried about Kyrie? I ain't worried about him. I'm worried about the Celtics. Not that I'm a Celtics fan, but you know what I mean. Kyrie's not my concern. The Celtics.
No, they have the talent. It's just that talent finds him insufferable.
Well, and so, can Kyrie claim that he hasn't been surrounded by a good team?
No!
Give me a break!
Well, look, they caught a bad break, the Celtics did with Hayward, right? Because he's clearly hasn't been the player they thought he was going to be. And Kyrie Irving hasn't played with anything remotely close to what Gordon Hayward was supposed to be. So they caught a bad break there. But at that said, to me, you got to – the player has the power in that league. So if you're the Celtics, you got to find a way to keep this guy happy.
Do you?
Well, so here's my question.
Is Kyrie more trouble than he's worth?
Every player, good player in that league is more trouble than he's worth.
Ask the Pelicans
about Anthony Davis.
LeBron's not more trouble than he's worth. Durant's not more trouble than he's worth. Some guys aren't more trouble.
I don't know. LeBron's trouble.
Of course LeBron's trouble.
Yeah,
he is.
No, I'm saying, but you put up with it because
right,
it's LeBron
exactly.
James.
All right, but this is what I'm saying.
Is Kyrie one of those guys that is worth the headache?
I thought.
Yes.
But
he is.
Yes.
He is a point guard.
He's one of the top 10 players in the league, yes. Yes, he is. I mean, you know.
The problem with him is, I think, what's becoming clearer by the day is that he just looks at some of these guys on this team as less than. You know, he just wants to be with guys he thinks that are on his level. And I think that's why there's been this thaw with LeBron James. And proof of this, so our old intern, Tucker, he dug up this clip from Kyrie this summer on Bill Simmons' podcast. And here he is talking about still wanting to play all together again with LeBron, even though they had, at that point in the summer, they weren't getting along. Listen, to play that clip if you could, Jimmy.
For me personally, I'm going to speak on kind of my viewpoint of it. It's like we all want to play together at one point, you know, whether that's now or later in our career. You know, we kind of want to have fun playing with it. You know, we all kind of spend time in L.A. or New York, and we all see each other. So it's cool when you can have, like, other great players on the team.
All these great players. We all just want to play in New York or L.A. and just have ourselves a time here. Oh, and now, so there's been the bad blood. There's the thaw because got to call Bron, man. How do I reach these kids? And that conversation all becomes, well, I don't like them. Why don't you just come back to me? You've dealt with me before, and we've obviously fixed things here.
Do you know what's suspicious? Is that LeBron never really talked about it.
Nope.
I thought for sure that there would be, once Kyrie came out and said, I called LeBron to tell him I know what it is now to be you and how it's tough to deal with the kids and I wasn't in the right place then. I was sure that LeBron would be asked about it, and he'd go on and say, yeah, you know, now we all grow up, and I had my phases too, and he'd go on, blah, blah, blah. Instead, he said nothing, which I think is suspicious because I think LeBron's sensitive to tampering charges because I think he's tampering with all these players around the league, and it's all that criticism is starting to build up. And what was really going on there with Bron and Kyrie was a coming together, a detente to renew their relationship, play together again perhaps, and LeBron doesn't want to talk about it because he doesn't want to be linked to be talking to Kyrie Irving off the record and be charged with tampering. I wonder about that. He was strangely silent. If it was a very innocent, totally innocent conversation about dealing with young players, why wouldn't LeBron just talk about
right.
it?
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
No, the only thing we know is that he was sitting with Kevin Love and showed Kevin Love his phone.
Said, get a load of this.
Right. So, look, I don't trust...
And that didn't come from LeBron. That came from Kevin Love. Kevin Love revealed that.
Right, which LeBron probably told him to.
Nah. Like, I don't know. I haven't heard from Kevin Love since then. I'd probably bet LeBron went to Kevin Love and said, let's zip it on that.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I think LeBron probably tells Kevin Love what to do, and Kevin Love says, okay.
We got this news yesterday that Kyrie wants to star and produce, or he is starring and producing in this stupid horror movie.
L.A.
He's going to L.A. Oh, I knew there was something behind that Instagram thing last week. I knew it.
And he's been, like, now he's been out for the last two games.
Yeah, with this mystery hip injury where he fell at some point on Saturday. I was there. I don't remember a big fall from Kyrie Irving that would keep him out for a couple of games.
Well, he falls a bunch, but was there one where he came up hobbled?
He played 40 minutes? No, he wasn't hobbled at any point.
Not that I remember, no.
Mike and Nashua on the Pats. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for letting me on. Tough segue. I know you're talking Celtics
but... Go.
I had a couple questions. One, and I'll just hang up and listen. One, the Patriots' offensive line in the running game versus the Rams' defensive line. And then, of course...
I have to stop you after one. It just takes too long.
It's the key to the game.
Okay, and how do you assess that matchup?
I think it's the key to the game. The Patriots' offensive line against the Rams' defensive line. If the Patriots can run the football, it's over. I don't think the Rams are going to be able to score with the Patriots if the Patriots can run the ball. Because if the Patriots can run it, Brady's going to sit back there. No one's going to get a hand on him. He's going to pass for 350, 400 yards and three touchdowns, and they're going to run for three others. Like, I just think it's over. So now I think that's a toss-up. That's how I look at it. Everybody seems to think, at least Patriots fans, shockingly, seem to think the Patriots will run over the Rams because the Rams didn't stop the run during the regular season, blah, blah, blah. And I say, well, they shut down Dallas. They shut down the Saints, both of whom were good running teams. They've held them under 3 yards of rush. It feels to me like Ndamukong Suh wants to play now. And so talent-wise, they got guys on the interior there that neither of the teams they have played had. And so, to me, the whole key to the game is that matchup.
More along these lines. Mark and Quincy, what do you got for Maz? Mark. Okay, his comment line says, Maz's Super Bowl pick. We haven't heard it yet, have we?
No, I'm not picking, but I'm getting there.
It sounds like you're leaning towards the left coast.
I feel like a lean.
It's only Tuesday. I'll let you know later in the week. But I think that defensive line of the Rams is better than people think. That's what I'll tell you. And so if the Patriots' offensive line continues to play like it has, it's over. There's no point to watch a game. The Rams aren't going to win. If the Patriots can run the ball, it's over. The Rams aren't going to come close.
Billy in Boston with a very pertinent question. What is it, Billy?
Kyrie is kicking me in the threshold right now because if you leave Boston, it makes no sense. And right now, you're complaining about younger players when you're going to have to give up younger players to get Anthony Davis to Boston. So maybe just talk to Danny Ainge and say, hey, I'm not digging this vibe. If you're going to act like LeBron, might as well tell Danny what you want to do, right? So I don't know why he's doing this. It's making me sick. That's all.
Okay, Billy, I'm with you. Your comment line said, why would Kyrie want to leave? And that's your general question. The NBA, man, and it sucks. It sucks. Because what, he can't make his stupid movies here?
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it.
Or there's not good recording studios for him to lay down tracks or whatever the F he's, you know, these guys are doing. Or what, he doesn't like the nightlife? Or there's not enough stars here in Boston? Or not enough cool places to go? Like, those are the reasons.
Oh, it's definitely what it is.
I mean, that's what it is.
And easy street to another title. But that's not as important as all the other stuff mentioned.
So from basketball standpoint, it's impeccable. It's mostly about the basketball. Got a great young coach, one of the best organizations in the league, decorated. It's all about basketball here. The players don't run the show. The organization runs the show, and it's on solid footing. And this is, if you're about basketball, this is where you're at. If you're about everything else... So it's for the wrong reasons. And then I'll add this. Maybe Kyrie's coming to not believe in his surrounding cast. And I think that's not a Boston thing. That's an NBA thing.
So I was just
going to
say.
Has Kyrie gotten to a point with this team where he looks at it and says, well, Gordon Hayward's damaged goods, man. He's never going to be the same. He's toast. Gordon Hayward, 2 points again last night. But when he had an opportunity with Kyrie out to assume a bigger role, two points. So Kyrie looks at Hayward and says, well, he's toast. This Jaylen Brown's a fraud. He's more worried about, you know, impressing sideline reporters and whatnot, you know, whoever the gal was who asked about the six rings. Jason Tatum, I like him. He's my guy. But so it's me and Tatum? That's not good enough. I mean, could he have come to that realization?
Yeah, to me, it's...
Mike, you left out one important factor there.
What?
The coach.
You don't think he likes the coach?
He was the second option for a game-ending play in Orlando. Orlando, you were losing to the Orlando Magic, and the coach made you the second option of a game-ending play.
Wow.
You don't tell me that that's a problem?
And
no, one player is bigger than the team.
Who did he call an hour later?
LeBron.
And I made up the time, but you know, who did he call that night?
So to me, it's got less to do with the movies and everything else than it does with the leverage in the organization. That's what it is. And so, you know, is there a chance Kyrie would stay here? Of course, if they give him what he wants. And so this is Kyrie.
What does he want?
He wants probably Anthony Davis and some veteran players.
So then why doesn't he commit to staying? Because if that's all in play.
Maybe he will. But he needs the threat out there to let people know that he's serious if he's going to ask for what he wants. If he just keeps saying all along, no, I'm good, I'm going to sign, and makes no noise outside, the Celtics believe him and maybe they don't extend themselves. But if he leverages them, maybe he's pulling a LeBron. This is the kind of crap LeBron pulled all the time.
So you better hope it's leverage and not that he just wants out.
Absolutely, you got to hope
for
that.
For one reason, he decides Boston's not the place for him. L.A.'s the place for him. And, well, you know, not that, and not that he's, you know, lost faith in the surrounding cast. You better hope it's leverage.
I mean, remember what he did in that game here against Toronto after Stevens wouldn't give him the ball in Orlando. All of a sudden, he's chucking up a step out of the half-court logo at the end of the game and making it, and then tugging his jersey as if to say, Coach, this is how we run the play. You give me the ball and let me take over. He wants more power than the coach. Of course he does.
Rodney and Pawtucket, go.
So I don't think you should trade Tatum because you're going to give up Tatum, and then you have nobody. And then
Brown. If you trade Tatum, you have You have Kyrie and Anthony Davis.
Yeah, Anthony Davis didn't even get to the Western Conference Final. Jason Tatum made it there.
Okay, so would you please, Rodney, come on. Like, that's equal to the West? With what Jason Tatum surrounded with here and what... who's the two in New Orleans?
I mean, last year when they had won that playoff series, Drew Holiday, he had a great series against the Portland Trail Blazers.
He's still the two.
They don't have one is the answer.
That so was he's got, he has no cast.
It's a lot of spare parts.
And it's a much tougher conference.
Correct.
So would you please with that?
No, it's the whole, you know, there was the whole logic in getting to Marcus Cousins is trying to give him a playmate.
But I'm telling you, if you want Anthony Davis, it's going to take Tatum. it's going to take Tatum. And whether that's beating the Lakers or anybody else, if the Pelicans are going for the highest bid and you don't offer Jason Tatum, you're going to get beat. You're going to get beat on the offer. I've just come to believe that. Brown and those picks, again, the Sacramento pick ain't as good as we thought it was going to be. It's just not enough.
Yeah,
Brown, Rozier, Smart, name whoever you want.
So I'm not totally convinced of it. It could be. I'm not ruling it out. I'm not totally convinced of it, though. But regardless, if Anthony Davis allows you to keep Kyrie, then you give Tatum up.
Okay.
Because you're better with Kyrie and Anthony Davis than you are with Kyrie and Tatum.
Final word comes your way next.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Felger and Mass.
I love it.
You were right, Mass.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Mass's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Mass, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show. Informants. It's the full word on Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires. Only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Can I please remind people of the Felger and Maz off-air show? 6:05. Right when we're off the air, we're going to fire up the old internet. We'll be on Twitch. We'll be on Facebook Live. Sorry, at 6:05. Answering your questions. Talking about all the stuff we didn't talk about during the show or going back into it during the show if you want. Whatever you want. You can fire off your comments. We'll answer them live. Maz will swear a lot, and that's the deal. Me, Murray, and Maz, a threefer tonight on the off-air show, 6:05, Facebook Live and Twitch. Also, remember that our Saturday party has been set. It's at the Hudson Grill in Midtown Atlanta. There's a couple Hudson Grills down here, so be careful about that. Hudson Grill in Midtown, Saturday, 2 to 6. Hardy and Big Jim Murray host the show, be broadcast live back in Boston. I'll be there. Maz will be there. Zoe, Beetle, Sosie, special guest appearances. That gets you ready for the big game. It's presented by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Patriots. We'll see you on Saturday. What do we got tonight there, Murray?
Just one piece of sound. It's a 10 questions recap. Of course, Greg Bedard, yes. Boston Sports Journal, the big boy, making his appearance earlier today. Here's a recap of the 10 questions segment.
This game is not a slam dunk. And anyone who acts like that is an asshat.
Bedard, what is your favorite non-Patriot Super Bowl of your lifetime?
I don't know. It was cool. I was just like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Number 9, Josh Gordon, still under contract to the Patriots next year. Should he be? Do you want him on the team next year?
Well, A, he should be in rehab. You know, that's separate. You said, should he?
No. Should he?
Are we going to do this again?
What he said.
Take your pick at quarterback for the next 5 years.
We're taking coach scheme, all that stuff out of the equation? Or are we saying Goff with McVay, Darnold with Gates?
I haven't asked the question yet. Thoughts on Atlanta as a host city?
It sucks. It blows. It's terrible. Like, it's terrible.
I like it.
If you could change one thing about the Super Bowl experience, anything, what would it be?
Why not just play on Saturday?
We'll do that some other time. Next. Number 5, tool bag question. Biggest Rams tool bag. I'd like, please, current edition and lifetime tool bag Ram.
Current?
Current edition and lifetime.
Current?
Dude, shut your mouth. You're not that good.
Who's going to have more rushing yards on Sunday? Murray, I'll start with you.
It's going to be so.
Hold on. I had, once again, I haven't given the...
Sorry.
Okay, what teams should the league be rooting for to be back in the Super Bowl next year? What teams are best for the league?
Rams, Chiefs, the young
That's my
Mahomes.
Answer. That's my answer. That's my answer.
That's what I had too. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't have Rams. Can we do who are the two biggest two bags on this show next?
Oh man, that makes me laugh. It is mind blowing how unprepared he is for the question.
Yeah, which quarterback?
That he gets hours before the show.
Which quarterback would you rather have? Okay, so we talk
coach scheme.
Or are we just talking like actual physical talent? Well, what are we talking about? Okay, so that's what we're talking about. Yes. Okay. Who's the biggest tool bag for the Rams all time? So are we talking
current
pre-merger? We talking? There's always a qualifier.
Oh
with
my
him.
God, Jesus!
It's like seriously, he's like Greg the Asterisk Bedard. There's always a qualifier.
Filger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect. On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.